Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This week on Up to 90, we discuss
Winona Ryder.
Sorry, I just had a bit of a panic there because I couldn't remember whether we said
it's your week, though, isn't
it,
baby?
But I couldn't remember if we say we discuss or we talk. I thought discuss sounded a bit fucking too much.
We're only 34 episodes in. Discuss is a bit kind of it's a bit prime time, isn't it?
Well, episode 32, and we've two extra episodes.
Extra. Are we not including those in episodes?
I hadn't been. I do.
I really wanna. I think we'll have to do a Goodwill Hunting scene. You know, where one of us has the chalk and we do all the maths, and then Robin Williams is like, "You're a genius, kid." R.I.P. Robin.
So we'll just do it. And they'll be like, "There's a remainder left." What do you do? What do you do?
God, you know, I hate, you know, when you're looking after your kids and suddenly they start in the long division. And you're like, okay, Stephen Hawking's. That's not what we're doing here.
Which are my children?
Do you have kids?
I do.
What? You kept that one quiet.
Up to 90 with Emma and Julie.
Joe is like, can you know, he's five. He can like read everything.
Stop. See your man into the dinosaurs.
Well, no, we've moved on a bit now. Well, they still like dinosaurs. It's animals in general. I hate dinosaurs, I have to say.
Do you?
Well, I can only name about three.
You kept that one again. You kept that one quiet during the Jurassic Park episode.
I know. It's not that I hate them.
I'm just going to maneuver here, but I'll let you rant on.
No, I like T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex. I like Diplodocus.
Ooh, how's your father?
He's a herbivore.
Diplodocus.
And then...
that's better now, isn't it?
Stegosaurus. Oh, yeah. And that's it.
Will we tell our listeners where we're coming from?
Yeah, let's tell listeners.
Live from Fred Cook's dressing room in RTE.
It's pretty swanky, isn't it?
Yeah, we had to pull a lot of favours to get in here.
A lot of favours.
I just wedged the door open. It is quite small. So I was sitting in the shower and it just felt wrong to conduct. It's just whatever you're into. We do that sometime.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, I remember at Holly Street when I had... Sorry, I'll stop talking about children when I had one baby.
Why are you rubbing in the fact?
No, sorry.
You're rubbing it in so much that I'm not pregnant. Like, I get it. Seriously.
I'll generalize it. Do you ever have a shower somewhere and there's a seat? And you're like...
Yeah, my house at the moment.
Do I need the seat? Oh, God. You know that kind
of... We have a chair in our shower because it used to be an Airbnb.
Right.
So obviously they were catering for all demographics. You never know who's going to call.
Yeah.
And sometimes I actually sat down today just because I got a bit tired in the shower.
Be happy for doing the shaving the legs, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that one before when I was shaving my toes there the last week. It's a handy one.
Do you shave the toes?
The odd time.
Yeah.
You know when I'm just riddled with insecurity and self-hatred.
Yeah, you just shave.
I just feel like my toes.
Head to toe.
That's why he won't touch me. It's my toes.
Yeah, shave the palm of your hands.
I mean, to be fair, Fred does leave little post-its around the place, like...
That picture.
Shave
of
your toes.
Of
you know,
toe,
very
yeah.
90s Sex and the City, just... wearing me down, those kind of look.
Oh, no,
he
puke
doesn't.
Emojis.
He's So we have a little chair in the shower, so I did sit down. It's tiring, like washing all the bits though, because I mean, showers weren't made for women,
were they not? Were we meant to just soak in our own filth and baths?
But I just feel direction wise, it's just there's a lot going. You know, with a woman's body, there's so many compartments that you need to deep cleanse.
compartments. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to. Now, my shower is the bath shower, which is handy then because you can
you can swing a leg up.
You can swing a leg up onto something and really get into it if if needs be, or if you've just got a bit of time. Do you know one of those showers?
Yeah,
you know the way you can have like a 30-second shower and then you can have like a 25-minute shower.
Oh,
where you're just like, you've gotten everything done. You've gotten to know yourself again.
You've gotten to know yourself again. Yeah. Yeah. You've come back to yourself.
Like the razor's gone the full whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That disposable razor is
you
binned.
You put it through the mill.
You
I always
it's earned. It's earned its salt. It's gone. No, yeah.
Big up to all the disposable razors out there doing the thing.
Because it was hard because actually in my last house where I lived, there was an issue with the shower because the boiler was in my housemate's room. So it used to make kind of, you know, those Home Alone boiler noises in Home Alone 2 when he scares the boiler. It was that kind of thing. But I love a long shower. Like I just love, I don't even know, is this you or is it just me? I would often just stand under the water like for a long time, like not even doing anything, just actually standing under the water.
I wouldn't tend to as much because I'm a bit happier than you. Do you know what I mean? I
was kind of move on with me day. And you've got the kids pulling at the shower curtain. And I always have it scalding hot. Again, I think it's just like a move of self-loathing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a ginger thing maybe. Like, let's just see how fucking transparent the skin really is.
Yes.
Just
and like, then Frank comes in and I'm in the fetal position on the chair. Bleeding toes. And he's like, what's going on here? And I'm like, I'm just having a laugh.
Do you know what I did before?
What did you do?
No, I'm just thinking of like bleeding and shaving. So I have two older brothers. Shout out to Simon and Stephen. And one of them had a razor. So there's like, I don't know. There's like, they're older than me. There's 5 and 4 years. But like, they're very close in age. And then like, there's a gap.
You were a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. My parents decided to plan a pregnancy and they had me, right? And so I came along and one day I went into the bathroom and you know, just like idle hands. I was like, I'm going to start shaving my legs. I was about like probably 11 or 12. You know, like the blonde.
If you could go
fuzz.
Back to your 11-year-old self and say, put that razor down. You don't need to shave your legs. You know what I mean?
I know.
But, it's all those Bliss magazines.
But they had like the proper, you know, the proper man razors.
Oh my God. You know, did you scalp yourself?
Absolutely.
Because I bet you didn't use shaving cream.
Not at all. Oh, I didn't even splash a bit of water on me leg.
Straight on.
I didn't even build up a lather. Nothing. Oh, just like in with the razor. And for anyone out there who's ever cut their leg with a razor while shaving, it just won't stop bleeding. And left the razor full of fuzz, came out of the bathroom, blood streaming down my legs.
Your tearaways.
No, I hadn't gotten dressed. I was still and I came out to the landing. I think at least one of the brothers was there and my mom. And
they just all used to hang around outside the bathroom when you were in there.
You must have heard just the razor noise or something.
Just because you looked so sad all the time in fifth class.
I was probably in the bathroom for about 2 hours and they came out. And I think the brother was like, will you use my razor? I was like, no, how dare you? And then like, I kind of like, you know, go off. I'm starting to lose a lot of blood at this stage, so I'm quite faint. Okay, memories are sketchy. But he's like shouting back to me, like my razor is full of blonde fuzz or something. And I'm like, it wasn't me. So who else was it?
That's so
funny. Was it the cat?
I love the way the whole family...
But I couldn't, I didn't
was
learn.
Aware of the one razor. But how did he know you were using his razor?
Because I hadn't cleaned the razor.
Oh, I know, but before he went into the bathroom, why was he suspicious?
Because I must
was
have...
it the blood just pooling out from under the doorway?
It was the blood. See, when he saw my legs, because I think I kind of stopped because there was people in my way and you could just see the blood stream. And obviously he'd already cut himself in the face.
He probably thought you got... your period.
He would have known it wouldn't come out of your shins at that age. I mean, he would have been 16.
But you remember that story that the person told us about the person who said that, hang on listener, just one second.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell the story.
I can't. No, I can't.
But you know, Yeah, okay.
How would we change the details?
I don't know. Maybe next week's episode we'll get it.
Okay. Look, we won't tell the story, but we will say if a woman in your life is bleeding from face, legs, arms, chest,
yes.
She hasn't got her period.
Not period. Coincidentally, she could have it, but it's not. Not what it is.
The clues are not pointing to menstruation.
No.
Because somebody did tell us that story in recent times, Emma.
Was I there? Was I?
Yeah,
drunk?
You were maybe there.
Drunk. Maybe I was fake listening, was I?
I think because you gave me a fake acknowledgement there. You know, sometimes to shut me up, you're like, oh, yeah. Actually, can I just tell you this as well on a totally off topic? But all this talk about bleeding is making me hungry. Where were we today, myself and Fred? We were in Navan.
Yeah.
And we were passing, we were in Kells. So Fred was trying to sell me Kells as, you know, the
location,
OC, like
okay,
somewhere you want to live. Okay. Because, you know, Fred is a Kells man. And he was saying, he's like, we've got everything. And he's like, we've got a shop, we've got like a church. And he's like, and we've got a Apache pizza. I was like, sorry? And he's like, Apache pizza.
Apache pizza.
Yeah. Sorry, Apache pizza.
Oh, God.
And he honestly did think...
Is it too late to call it off?
I don't know.
How long is the lease?
I'm in it now. Do you know what I mean? He's got me shaving my toes. We know that's commitment. Because once you start shaving it... Apache. Now, to be fair, I did for a very long time, and I'm talking like après college, so like 23, 24. Now this is 100% true, and I'm sure one of my college buddies will get on to confirm this. I used to call shoe shko. That is a true story. I used to call it shko, but that's how it's spelled.
Shko.
Shko? Apache. Shko? Apache.
And you shka.
Shout out to Dee as well, who's listening to us in Sydney with our youngest fan, OJ.
OJ.
Orla Jane.
Oh, yeah.
She's our baby listener. You know, the babies are really connecting with us. Yeah.
Hi, good. Somebody actually got in touch. Martha Gilheeny is a mate of mine. Do you know
Martha? I've heard about... Is she the stylist?
Stylist,
she does great
actually,
work.
Check out her
I
Instagram,
love her.
Martha's Looking Glass. It's brilliant Instagram. It's really like flipping
I
through a magazine.
I follow it. It's great. Yeah, really nice.
But she was asking me, is it scripted?
That's a compliment, Emma.
Isn't
Give
that
me
great?
Some love. High five it out. As if.
We
do you think
never,
we'd be arsed scripting?
We never even talk about what we're,
we just continue
the conversation.
Surprise.
And we press record.
And you know what's so funny when I announce a topic and I just see Emma's face just like, fucking, oh, here we fucking go. Julian or facts. Me and my facts. I just love a couple
facts.
Of facts.
Yeah.
But I probably need to decrease the facts. But we've got our different styles.
Yeah, let us know. I think I need to increase mine.
No, I can't take... I know I have too many facts this year, and I'm trying to stop.
Listener loves your facts. Ew.
No, I think you've got the perfect balance, because I think... What did you say before? It's kind of like as if you're having a chat with your mate. That level of facts.
Yeah, that level of facts, yeah.
I think it's just because I'm always... It's just always like looking... To perfect that leave-in search, you know what I mean? Just giving it the full... only asked for one thing. They've only asked for one bit of information. I want to give all three.
I'm
not answering the question.
The toes.
I know.
Is that blood on your shoe?
Well, it's black leather, so I hope not.
Okay.
To be fair, if my arm's bleeding, I do actually have my period. And we won't go down there. We don't want to be that podcast where we're talking about our periods. We promised ourselves we wouldn't do it.
Oh, I thought we had been talking about
them. Have we talked about them before?
I thought it was just we were using code words and euphemisms
and
stuff.
Sure, look it. Anyway, come on, let's go. Winona Ryder.
So, 90s were huge for Winona. Have you ever heard of anyone else called Winona, actually? I was only thinking this.
Wasn't Winona Ryder, wasn't there one of those... Yes, there's that country music family. And one of them is Winona.
Yeah, yeah.
That you know makes who sense. I'm talking about? And like a lot of them actually are actresses, etc.
Yes.
And one of them in the family was in that film, Kiss the Girls, with Morgan Freeman. And I think somebody in her family is called Winona.
Oh, right. But like not in school, like Claire, Grania, no. Winona. Yeah.
The short answer is no.
Like somebody you know.
This
is what I do. So, 90s were huge for her, but I suppose her first movie would have been Lucas, and then Beetlejuice is what I remember is 1988. Okay. That's 1988.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Did you love Beetlejuice?
Loved Beetlejuice, yeah.
What year? 88?
88, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was 80s.
So,
unbelievable.
That was kind of a big move for her, and she was saying at the time that she thought that school would get much better for her then, you know, like kind of, you know, big Hollywood movie. But it turns out that when she came back to school, they all just called her a witch. She got slagged. So there was
jealous.
During the 90s, she was talking about
jealousy.
I think it was at the end of the 90s. She was talking about like her, you know, her childhood and stuff. And she said that in school that she was bullied terribly. And they thought that she was an effeminate boy. And she got slagged because she said she went to go into the toilet and she got this shout, "Hey, faggot, hey, faggot." So she actually ended up being homeschooled. But then when she went, she's from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. She went back to where she grew up and she was in a coffee shop and some girl came up to her and was like, "Oh my God, Winona, Winona." Like this during the 90s. And she asked her for her autograph. And she's like, "Do you remember that kid you used to beat up in school?" Like she, they beat her up like.
Oh,
like physically
God,
beat her up.
Poor thing.
And she's like, yeah, kind of. She's like, "Yeah, well, that was me. So go fuck yourself." I didn't think she had that kind of like sass in her. I didn't think
go
she'd
fuck
be.
Herself.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what she was at in the 90s. Telling
and she was
class.
Like, "Do you want this coffee takeaway?"
Yeah. She had, between roles. It was between
it's
roles.
Funny now because actually myself and Audrey, shout out to Audrey, my best buddy, we were only talking about it's funny how the people who actually used to bully you are now all about you.
I know.
You know, you get the love heart emojis in response to like your Instagram story and like love it girl, kiss, and you're like, "You were so horrible to me.
You were such a bitch."
I you were such a bitch.
Those kind of people didn't realise that they were absolute tramps.
Absolute. Like, honestly, I know it's such a cliche, but really, like, you know, soundness does win out.
I know.
And you look at these people
have,
and you're like, "Oh my God, you were just a pathetic bully."
I have a photograph of Bully for our school tour down to Kilkenny. It's on the bus and it's none too flattering. And I'm just waiting to release that picture.
Just waiting. Of your bully?
Yeah, just biding me time. Just waiting.
Just wait, maybe till her wedding day or something, and just release like flyers, flyer form outside the church.
Yeah, and I'm not.
You could kind of throw them in the air like confetti.
Yeah,
yeah.
Throw them in her face as she walks.
It is, yeah. No, it is funny. So, and even another girl I remember, she used to be so mean to me. I'll never forget. I really fancied this guy. Now he was totally on my knee because, as we've touched upon before, you know, I
still haven't seen the evidence.
I am going to bring the evidence in, but it's as I said, save space. But I can remember her. She was just so cruel. Like, she was just so horrible. And I remember her turning around and this guy kissed me at a junior cert disco purely out of pity. And he turned around, she turned around and she was like, "Julie, seriously, like." And she just burst out laughing and all her friends burst out laughing. And she was like, "He actually shifted Judy."
Oh,
and everyone just fell around.
That's fairly trampy, isn't he?
She came up to me at Electric Picnic and was like, "Oh my God, are you doing that?" Was mad to hang out. Actually dragged me over to her other friends. And I was like, "This is so hilarious because you were so cruel to me." I'll never forget it. And she also had a checkout. I used to work at a checkout. She took, I forgot to give her, you know, when you're doing cash back. So yeah. She had like her dad's ATM card, like before any of us had ATM cards. And then I closed the till before giving her a cash back. She's like, "Can I have my cash back? It's not that hard." And she was with all the friends and laughed. And then she dragged me over. And I was just so disarmed because I was like, how do we have the conversation where I'm like, "You're a total bitch to me." She's like, "This is my friend Julie. She's doing comedy at the festival." P.S. I absolutely bombed at that festival. So thank God she didn't. Thank God she didn't come to see me.
I will have to put her Insta in our bio.
She's still looking good though. Still looking fucking good. And she's crafty.
She happy? Maybe.
If she isn't, she's putting on a good front if she isn't.
Look, let's not give her any more.
A lot of hashtag love. Hashtag live. Hashtag. Okay, sorry, back to Winona.
Oh, yeah, Winona. So,
fuck you. I'm shocked.
Sorry, should we stop? Should we just press pause and just get this sorted out about this bullying prank caller?
Okay, now let's go. Let's do it. Okay, Winona, we're good.
So, big movie for her, obviously, Mermaids. That was 1990. Remember that?
Share.
And she got the old Golden Globe nom for that.
Lovely.
Yeah. And same year, Edward Scissorhands.
Another great one.
Yeah, so that's, that was a big year for her, 1990. In 1993, she won a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in The Age of Innocence.
Did she go out with Johnny Depp?
Well, yeah, I'm going to get on to that. Okay. So, we can go to that now. In the early 90s, she went out with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
So, kind of 1990 and then kind of to 93 or whatever. And that was a big story during the 90s. They were constantly, like, everyone wanted to know about them and was interested in them. Because they were kind of these people that were both really gorgeous, but were very
dark
and gothic, quirky and whatever. And even her, like, it wasn't just like she was kind of playing at it. Like, at the age of 7, the family moved to California and they lived on the Rainbow Commune. They like were part of a commune.
Oh, yes,
and stuff.
I heard she was kind of part. Was it a bit culty, her childhood?
It was a bit culty, yeah. So it was a bit mad. And then I suppose, yeah, so her and Johnny, they were only together for a few years. And she also went out with Matt Damon then in the late 90s, early noughties.
Roughing it. So the standards started to slip.
I ain't saying she had gold digger. No, but she wasn't going out with, like, Mick down from Spar. Let's put it that way. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. She knew how to pick them. Girl Interrupted.
Oh, hated it.
So, did you hate it? When we talk about the 90s, that's the big
movie
for her.
Totally ripped off the bell jar. And Angelina winning the Oscar for it. I'm like, it's the bell jar.
Yeah. So, but that was a book. It was taken from a book, a true story or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
She was the executive producer on it. So she was only 29. So that whole, she was basically responsible for the whole movie and making it happen or whatever.
Okay.
So as you said, Angelina Jolie, Whoopi Goldberg.
I just kept wanting to give her a lip balm. Do you remember how chapped her lips were in that film, Angelina Jolie?
Well, it was the hair. It was before the GHDs, obviously, but I mean,
she was still absolutely stunning.
I know,
like,
but
you know,
fringe as well. She did.
It was
herself.
Severe.
It was basically a bad case of the sun-ins, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a bad, and it was kind of like as if she died over again to try and make it better. It dried it out completely.
We've all been there, kids.
This is before hair masks, before, like, you had a friend who'd say the head of you, you know, it was tough. It was bad.
But the too acting. Many sun-ins. I don't think that's why she ended up where she ended up, by the way. There were other things happening.
I'm a girl of my year, though. Too many sun-ins. And
ended up.
No, it didn't. Good to them. But obviously, Brittany Murphy was in that movie as well.
Ah, poor old Brittany. Yeah, and
she's, I think her acting's really incredible in it, actually.
Her story was the most, even thinking about it at that moment in the house, it disturbs me. It just, even thinking about it, I just actually get the shivers. But I think it was her show. Was she nominated for anything? Was it all Angelina?
It's all Angelina, yeah. And then at the time, Winona said that she basically made that movie for girls like her.
So did she suffer from, like, did she have, like, a lot of mental health issues, etc.?
Well, yeah. So basically, and she had to leave school then. She was bullied so badly, and she was homeschooled.
It's no surprise, is it?
So,
poor thing.
And she was basically talking about how all the messages that you're sent, and that, like, this is what they were saying back in the 90s, that the most impressionable age for women is actually when they're 18, 19.
Really?
This is what they were saying, that, like, they're making the transition from, like, teens to womanhood, and where you place yourself in the world as a woman or whatever. And then I just thought it was interesting that obviously the only kind of big male character in that movie was Jared Leto.
In Girl Interrupted, what film is this?
In Girl Interrupted,
who
yeah.
Who was he again?
He was kind of Winona's boyfriend. Do you remember him in it?
I can't actually remember
it
that
just,
story.
Yeah. It was basically full of a lot of gorgeous people.
Okay, yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that was a big
deal. Was he supportive boyfriend or Alec Baldwin?
No, I think he was supportive and he was like, you don't need to be
still
here.
Still Alice
and stuff.
Is supportive.
No, he was like,
I love you, but I can't live my life.
No, he was like, you don't need to be here, whatever. In 2000, then she got her Hollywood star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
So kind of basically after that, that really propelled her into like, she's
do you know what one I loved was Reality Bites? That
yes.
was a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And then
she was brilliant.
What was the other
it.
One? Heathers as well around that time.
Oh, don't remember that one.
Oh yeah, but she was saying as well, so yeah, she's pretty kind of not messed up, but she was saying that she was really, really lonely in Hollywood.
Mm.
She'd no one to talk to, she'd no friends, and she said that she would constantly go out driving around Sunset Boulevard just like feeling aww. Really depressed and everything, and that she pulled up to some like magazine stall or something or whatever, and she saw, and it was a picture of her on the front of Rolling Stones, and it was like Winona Ryder, the luckiest girl in the world, and she was like, it just broke my heart, because she was like, I didn't feel like that at all. She said, I felt so lost. And she's like, but you can't, she didn't feel like she could say anything about it, because she knew that she was lucky and blessed to have the opportunities that she did, yada, yada, yada.
But she'd strike you as a natural introvert, wouldn't you? Know what I mean? Like,
yes.
She strikes me as kind of a fragile enough little person.
Yeah. And then obviously she had the whole shoplifting.
Just right to ask, Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers. So I actually don't have the year here, but it was towards the end of the 90s. I think it was around the time of Girl Interrupted.
Okay.
Around that time. And basically, now she wasn't going in to Stephen's Green Shopping Centre and trying to nick, like, you know, lip balm and boots or something for the trill. You know, like just her and her mates hanging out, like it's no big deal. She was going into like designer store.
Yes.
It was like
but it was
a purse.
So blatant, Emma.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was bad. And then she got, I think it was 3 years kind of suspended, where she'd have to kind of keep in touch with somebody and sign in, whatever. But an interesting thing came out of that that I didn't know about. I don't know if you know about this. But in 1993... there was a girl that went missing. Her name was Polly Klass. And she was a 12-year-old girl, and she lived in Beta Luna, which is the town that Winona grew up. So this girl was kidnapped at knife point during a slumber party in her mom's house.
Oh, my God. I mean, sorry.
I know. Isn't that the stuff that you'd have,
that
like, night terrors about when you're a kid?
Worst stuff.
Yes, it was actually slumber party, knife throat, kidnapped. It was a huge, obviously a huge story in America. But Winona got really involved in it, and she was offering a $200,000 reward for Polly to come back safe, or like information or whatever.
Okay.
So she got really involved with that and the family and everything. So during her whole shoplifting thing, Polly was later... You know, she had been murdered. It was later found out that she had
Emma.
Been murdered.
I thought you were going to say she was found.
No, by a guy called Richard Allen Davis.
Oh, God.
He's still actually on death row. And, like, just obviously what? scumbag. But you know what he said during the court? He said, he claimed that Polly's last words were, just don't do me like my dad. Trying to imply that her... Ad was some sort of child abuser, so it wasn't still like wasn't enough to kidnap his daughter and murder her. He had to throw this line in the courtroom, but the judge actually said, after your conduct at court today, you've made my job very easy, like you're going to prison. And I think he brought in, it was because of him as well, that this thing in California was brought in, like three strikes and you're out. So three,
that was
serious,
Bill Clinton,
yeah, and it was from that case. So basically like three serious things and you're on death row, like it's like that's it, you're
yeah
done.
Yeah,
so that happened from his case. So when Winona was going through all her shoplifting stuff.
Oh my God, Emma, that's so disturbing. But do they think your man made that up, or do they think that she said it, or do people know?
No, I think people know that he's just absolute pure evil, and he just, you know, would say something. Emma. Yeah. So when she was going through her whole shoplifting thing, the dad, Polly's dad, actually spoke and stuck up for Winona and said, like, she's such a great person. She's, you know, this is just like kind of, you know, this is a blip or whatever in Winona. Yeah, and then, so Little Women.
I mean, it was obviously kind of, I mean, the whole thing, was she kleptomaniac? Or was it just that she was bored, looking for attention, or wanted some like?
I think she was just going through.
Was it just a compulsion?
I don't think she'd done it before or whatever. I think it was just like at that point she was going through a really rough time. But she actually didn't take any. It wasn't like that happened to her, and then we didn't hear about her for 10 years. Like, I think in a decade she'd made like 25 movies. Okay. So she actually kept.
She's prolific.
Yeah, she kept working and everything, and then. Obviously, a big movie where she won the Oscar was for Little Women. And her
did she win the Oscar for that?
Yeah, so she won the Oscar for that.
Bloody I'm pretty Joe. Sure. I don't she was a fucking bit of a melt, wasn't she?
She was. Loved that movie, but was a bit of a melt, wasn't she, in cutting the hair off. Oh, and a lot of
we get it, Joe. We get it.
My name's good. Joe. Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
So stomping around. A lot of stomping around. But still did like the movie. But that was 1994.
And my worst fear was, you know, when the mom gives away their Christmas dinner to the poor family.
Yeah.
And the first sister to hand over brings the bread. And then the other, the littlest one.
Oh, yeah.
The which little is blondie the, one.
Yeah. What's that?
Was it Anne? No.
Yeah, but what's
Kirsten
that?
Kirsten Stewart.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, well, I suppose butter isn't any good without bread. And she starts, and it was because, you know, like I used to eat my veenings because obviously, you know, nobody wanted to shift me at Junior Cert Discos. So my worst fear was that my mother was going to give my food away to
not
poor
the
family.
Because
she was gas, mom. You know, she'd, well, like, fair play to her, but like, if myself and my brother were annoying her, I do remember one occasion some poor child came to the door begging, like, looking for money. And my mom went out with a mousetrap or something and just gave it to the child because we were annoying her. So she's like, there you go.
No way.
Yeah. She gave him some kind of board game of all one, like mousetrap. I'd say the child's like, can I just have some money, please?
Well, were all the parts still in mousetrap?
I was anal about keeping all my parts.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I was like, no, not one Polly Pocket like, lost on my
really?
Watch. Oh, no, yeah.
Jesus Christ, fair play to you.
But yeah, I just remember that, like, my worst fear. Oh my God,
she
if my mother ever wants to give
to a child.
If someone, mom, if you're listening, if you're out there, get in touch with someone you trust.
Did you do acid in your teens? Are you just like,
no, there was, I just remembered the child coming to the door and I can't remember why. It was probably me annoying my mother, being realistic about it.
Yeah.
And I just remember something like mousetrap being handed over to this poor child who came to the door bang. I mean, it seemed the child was like, seriously, mousetrap, can I just, like, straight up cash is king.
Christ.
Do you know what I think with Winona? You know my theory about why she might have been a shoplifter? I just thought, maybe because
she wanted to feel something.
She had been placed on this pedestal. She wanted to feel something. She could have just shaved her toes like the rest of us.
Yeah,
with her brother's razor. But I think maybe because she'd been placed on this pedestal, she wanted to see what she could get away with, like see how much she had to do to be knocked off that pedestal. Because I don't think anyone probably wants to be on it.
No, and I think she obviously, this all happened to her when she was quite young.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So like, is
old enough to know not to steal designer clothing, to be fair, Emma.
Yeah, but you're obviously, yeah, like if you go down, if she'd gone to Tesco and gone self-checkout, she could have gotten a whole load of stuff and no one would have been none the wiser. She obviously wanted to get caught.
Here were the fools out there that paved the single butters.
My 3-year-old's still in the buggy. He hates it, but it's just so good. For like, oh, sorry, forgot that was in the bottom.
Yeah, I used to put stuff under my twin brother. So I would be in a toy shop and I'd be like, because I walked ages before him. So it was actually quite handy because I'd be like, can I have this? And mom would be like, no. And like, I just put it under Edward. And then you see you go home and it's like having to go back, you know, you've got the twin buggy, having to go back into town, return the toy. It's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort, yeah. People rarely do it. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah.
So she won the Oscar for playing Jo, and she dedicated it to Polly Class.
God.
So she was
very
obviously very
sad, Emma.
Touched by it or whatever. So she obviously saw some of herself in that girl. So yeah, obviously she's still, I suppose most people kind of, when I was thinking of her now, I think of Stranger Things and whatever.
Mm.
So, but she's still working away. Still
I have
looks
to say,
great.
Trying to get into Stranger Things wasn't buying what they were selling at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a bit of a slog.
I gave up now after the first couple
of episodes.
It's a
little bit like, who has time for this?
And 11 is, we talk about Jo from Little Women, but she's a bit of a melt as well,
she is. And she's a bit of a melt now, the way they keep whacking her on late night talk shows and pretending like she's 25.
And you know what freaked me out? Did you see there was a bit of controversy because she came out and said that because she's a child. So obviously she's like, well, we just discussed being a slurry truck exploding.
Yeah.
But like, that is a child. So she was talking about how Drake and herself, he's like in his 30s.
Yeah.
She's like, we're really good friends. And like, you know, he calls me my best friend, his best friend. And he told me he loved me. And like, we text each other like all the time. And there was this controversy because people were like, okay, how is this okay? Like, he's a man in his 30s.
Sorry, have we learned nothing from R. Kelly? Nothing.
I mean, do you know what I hate?
I
was just about to say, do you know what I absolutely hate? That song came on and I knew I should have turned the station.
Yeah.
I knew I should have done it, but I had to dream about him and night and day. Spread my wings. And I'm not saying it was right for Christmas FM to play that.
Yeah, I believe I could still. If you've had just the right.
What a creep.
If you've had just
I'd never go
about
to
the right enough amount of wine, you can get emotional to that song.
But you know what, Emma? Do you know what one it's very hard for me not to get on board with?
I believe I can fly. I believe.
Ignition.
Oh!
Emma, you just mentioned the wine. I'm sorry.
Ladies to my left, honey's on my right, and then
and after the show we've got the after party, and after the party we've got the hotel lobby. And little do we know how much truth there was to that, kids. He is a creep. You wouldn't go to an R. Kelly concert, would you?
Beep, beep.
Free tickets. Would you go?
No, it wouldn't.
You couldn't support him to that.
Unless he wanted to do the podcast. I mean, that'd be good for listens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be good. I'll get a few Instagram likes on that pic.
God. We'd have to meet him in a neutral location. He's just gack, isn't he?
He'd have no interest in us.
Well, he would definitely think, you know the way I was saying, so many of the comedians think I've been through the menopause. You know the way both of us are like the last white rhinos on the Irish comedy circuit. And they're just like, it's so sad for Julie now because she's found love, but she doesn't have any eggs left. You know, he giveth, he taketh away. But I think R. Kelly would be like that as well. Like, he'd probably call us ma'am. And
bounce,
miss.
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
What
bounce,
is it Americans bounce, call bounce. People? Ma'am. Madam? Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Get in touch, ma'am. America. That's Winona. Sticky fingers rider.
Yeah. She seems like good skin. Watched a few of the bits. Watched a bit of Girl Interrupted. I know
favorite
what you mean.
Favorite film with Winona? Little Elf and Winona.
I think I'm going to say... Oh, it's hard. Maybe Mermaids.
I'm going to say Reality Bites.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to watch a few of them now to kind of... There is something lovable, yet so annoying about her. But am I premenstrual? I don't know.
Well, listen, we promised we wouldn't mention the periods again, but boom, there you go. I know, Ignition. I mean, what are we like? It's totally going on Spotify on the way home. You know
it. That's me done for the rest of the evening now.
I've been Julie J.
I've been Emma Dorn.
See you later, kids.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.